The dog's an asshole if it helps. He like tears his head off his toys and then spits them on the ground.
Yeah, and he always poops in your shoes. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't know how to not poop in your shoes.
No, he knows how not to poop in your shoes.
Oh, that's even
worse.
He
knows exactly how, yeah. And he poops in your shoes. Try saying something.
Try saying something.
Good enough.
Good enough.
Sit talk, everybody. Actually, before I do that, I've got the gnarly can. I gotta open this carefully.
Wait. Let's describe this can real quick. So, I'm Kyle Hagen.
And I'm Kendrick Evans.
This is what Kendrick said.
That
sounds like a good name for a podcast.
This is what Kendrick said. These highballs were damaged in shipping. I never got around to telling them that they screwed up. I lost like 3 or 4 of them. So, you know.
Okay.
So it's all fucked up, but this one is still sealed. It's probably going to be an interesting experience opening it.
Why don't you open it over the concrete?
Do I look like someone who makes good decisions? Yeah, that's the good part of the decision. Now, the thing is, since it's actually, the volume is expanded there, I don't think it's going to explode if it didn't, but...
Should be a pain in the butt to,
actually
open. Yep. I'm finally doing it. I'm making a keep with...
What?
All of the things that you're bitching about.
It only took 17 years. All right, everybody, this is... Not the slowest start to a sit sock, but you can see it from here. How's everybody doing? What are we going?
Remember
on?
Yesterday when I said, "What do we want to do on sit sock?" And you're like, "We don't fucking plan shit."
No.
So I didn't plan shit. But I was actually.
But Highball gave us money, Highball delivery guys stopped dropping shit on my Highball.
I was actually legit thinking about contacting Highball, but then I was.
What's the value prop?
No. I mean, the value prop is I contact Highball and they say yes or no, and if they say yes, it's good, and if they say no, then nothing has changed, right? So, I don't know. The value prop.
Dream dies.
No, it doesn't. We'll talk again later when we're more popular. But I was thinking about our backlog, and I was trying to decide what episode to send them as, like, a kind of, like, here's what we're doing on our podcast, and here's what we do. And I couldn't think of anything because I'm really bad and don't listen to our show. But I was going to ask all the Sit Sock listeners, what episode should we send to Highball to ask them to sponsor us? If I legitimately reach out to Highball as a serious thing. And I will do it if we have consensus on an episode that we should send to Highball.
Okay, like Kevin.
Or one or more. We can do more. So Kevin,
your job
to Madre, I mean, whoever else listens to this podcast... Please, this is a call, like, what is it, the horn of summoning? What is he doing, Anchorman? He blows the conch shell of summoning the Anchorman team. Of you guys telling us which episode or episodes we should send to Highball to try to get sponsored for. Because we drink their shit. Kendrick's buying it. We've just started buying it, so you don't have to buy it all the time. And, you know, so it's just a great energy drink, you know?
It is. It really is.
Yeah, so let us know. In the comments, comment, subscribe. See you later.
Even if the delivery guys fuck them up.
Is that an Amazon thing or is that like
Amazon?
Okay, I was like, because I don't know if there's like the Highball delivery guy's like, dude, this fucking guy. He's like talking in the bar after work. This fucking guy orders so many Highball. I don't even know what to do about it.
One case a month.
that's the highest number of Highball we have ordered in a month.
I mean, theoretically,
and he's like,
grocery stores.
He's just pissed. And like, he's like,
buddy, you're really struggling with the concept of.
I hate having to go deliver to this guy's house. He doesn't keep Trevor's lawn. There's a soccer ball there always. I don't understand. I'm worried I'm gonna get like
someone's got to come find that. Someone's missing a soccer ball, and I'm wondering where it came from now.
I thought that it was like one of Han's toys or something.
No, it just showed up one day. And it showed up one day when my security cameras weren't working right, so I don't know who it was. Oh, geese. That guy slowed down to let me in, but then didn't. Well,
dude, there's a serious geese problem here.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Oh my god, they're
fucking
like
geese.
What happens if you? What does it sound like when you honk your horn on the podcast?
I don't know. Probably annoying.
Also, they do not care.
Oh, they don't give a fuck.
That guy is like, I'm gonna try it.
There are so many witnesses whenever I want to run over geese.
Why is it legal?
You're not supposed to. They're those Canadian geese.
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty it's sure a little racist to associate
them with. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to run
them.
Over animals in a car intentionally anyway, but...
They're coming right for us.
They were, and, I mean, fucking geese are the scourge of the world.
Really?
They're basically awful.
I thought pigeons were.
Pigeons are similar, but geese poop is
land
way
here
worse.
And sea. What, so if pigeons are the scourge of the air, and...
But pigeons are scourge of the city, mostly.
Geese are the scourge of the water. What is the scourge of the land?
I thought seagulls are scourge of the water, aren't they?
Nah, dude, there's fucking seagulls in Colorado.
But there's geese in Colorado, too.
But you're a geese in Colorado.
Okay. I mean, you're not wrong.
I'm just trying to think of what the scourge of the land is. It doesn't have to be a bird.
It'd be rats, probably, or something.
Dude, yeah, you're right.
Cockroaches, maybe?
Cockroaches are just being trying to be friends, okay?
I think... So the thing I hate about geese is they shit everywhere, and their shit stains everything.
I thought you said, stings... Or stinks.
It's just disgusting. And they're also aggressive and douches.
Dude, rapists. So, have you ever thought about the rapists?
They are.
I don't believe you. Rapey. I'm just like...
They don't whitewash it at all.
Oh, Rick and Morty. Hey, it's coming back soon. Or something.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
What I mean is when. It'll manifest again, and then you'll watch it, and it'll be great. And then it'll go away again, and it'll come back.
But then don't they have, like, the season stuff now, or, like...
They've got, like, a bunch of seasons in the pipeline, okay. But I found it's, with things like that, it's easier to just not get attached to a date, because they will fuck with you on it.
Sure.
Like, when they pulled the whole April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Stunt.
Have you ever thought about, like, what you would do if you were getting attacked by various animals? Mm-hmm. You have? Okay. So this is going to be a good conversation, then. So, like, the one I think of the most is, like, and this isn't to be stereotypical about any types of dogs or anything like that, but if I get attacked by, like, an attack dog who's been trained to, like,
big old
kill.
Attack dog.
Like, I'm thinking, in my mind, I think, like, Doberman Pinscher. But, like, that's only because I've seen them in Hollywood be the, like, kind of rip-your-face-off style dogs.
Yeah.
But, like, this is going to be, so I'm just going to say it right now. If you don't want to hear us talking about beating up random animals, then you probably want to tune out for like 15
probably
minutes.
Probably don't really want to listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
To be completely
what would your, and this is to everybody in the car, even you, Amy, what would your attack strategy be if someone sicked an attack dog on you?
It's a tough one because you don't even want to put your hands out there.
No, because they'll like bite your fingers.
They'll bite your fingers and wrists. Yeah.
The wrists.
I think and the problem with any kind of kicking action is if they get a hold of your foot, you're done.
Really? You can just punch them off your foot, can't you?
Well, no, but I mean, they're going to grab and shake, because that's what dogs do to kill things.
Yeah,
they're going to grab your foot or leg, and they're going to shake it. It's going to be real hard for you to, depending on the size of the dog. But if it's a dog that can actually threaten you, grabbing your leg or foot and going for the shake will probably throw you off balance. And if you're on the ground, you are not being able, you're not going to defend yourself against them.
Okay.
Once you're on the ground, you're done.
So, Amy, do you have an attack strategy against this dog that someone sent to attack you?
The dog's an asshole, if it helps. He like tears his head off his toys and then spits them on the ground.
Yeah, and he always poops in your shoes. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't know how to not poop in your shoes.
No, he knows how not to poop in your shoes.
Oh, that's even
worse.
He
knows exactly how.
Yeah.
And he poops in your shoes.
And it's only like, it's in a turd and he gets it to the front of the shoe. That way you never know until your foot's all
the
way in.
He uses different shoes, so you never really know which one he shits in.
Yeah, so this dog's an asshole.
He's
just
a complete, willful
asshole.
Very
sentient, though. Like, he has a lot of like self-awareness. Yeah.
All
right. Amy, what's your attack strategy?
I don't know. I guess I'd try to get it off its feet.
And rub its belly?
Well, like pin it down.
Okay. I don't know why, but my attack strategy is always just punch it in the head as hard as I can, as many times as I can, as fast as I can.
That's a tough proposition. Dog heads are very thick. Like,
but my head is very thick, too.
True.
That's why true. I think a broken hand is better than a dead human
I
being?
Think I'd probably be trying for stomping style kicking actions.
Okay. So we have all definitively different strategies for how to handle this attack dog, which is very interesting.
Assuming I don't get a weapon.
You don't. Yeah, it's just you versus the dog.
Just making sure.
Well, I mean, if you like, in the real world, there's always a weapon.
There's a plastic sword in the back of my car right now.
Yeah.
And if I had that, I'd
be
using that.
You heard it on Sit Suck Here, folks. Right.
I'm gonna get
Kendrick would use a plastic sword to murder a dog.
Yep. That's pretty much all those are good for.
Straight up. All right. Next animal. Is it the goose? Or let's say, should we say one goose or a flock of geese?
I think one goose is too easy.
Okay, so how would you... Why?
Because I think you could kick a goose in the head hard enough to kill it on the first shot.
You like kicking stuff, don't you?
Dude, they're smaller than me. Feet are closer to.
That's true. You don't have to bend over.
I also
to punch
wear closed toed shoes a lot more and pants than you do, so.
I'm wearing closed toed shoes.
Yeah, but you're not wearing pants.
I'm not afraid of that. Shit.
I'm just saying, like, I'm more inclined to kick. I also did martial arts for 20 years, so.
That's true.
Like,
okay.
Kicking's kind of a thing I like to do.
So Kendrick's gonna be boring and just kick everything. Amy, what are you gonna do to one single goose before we get into a flock of geese?
I've always had good luck in running at it, so. That.
Running at it? Like. Just trying to intimidate it?
No. Like, have you ever run at a flock of geese? They just take off.
I've driven at them at high
no,
speeds.
But,
they don't.
But this, this goose is like.
That was not high
he's
speed.
He's coming
no,
at you.
I didn't this time. That was
you were
this goose is committed. Like, he's like, fuck you, brah. This on. It's an attack geese. He shits in your shoes. How about now?
Yeah, I'd kick or slap him in the
head, I guess. Dude, I don't know how this would work or if it would work, but, like, I'd want to, I'd, like, grab the goose's neck and then hit it on the ground like you would, like, a
oh, see,
like
yeah.
a bag.
If you can get it, if you can get there, that's how they kill, I mean, that's how you kill chickens for slaughter.
That's right? What I thought.
So,
yeah. Yeah, so it's like how you kill birds. It's like you.
Yeah.
You do that. But, like, you got to get there,
you
gotta
right? You got to get the head. That's, yeah. That's the reason I go for kicking is I've already got protective things on my feet, right?
Uh-huh.
You'd lose a finger to a goose pretty easy.
Dude, that's why you keep your hand in a fist until it's the right time.
Yeah.
They can bite your fist, but they can't bite your finger off in a fist or something.
I mean,
yeah. I couldn't bite you off and bite your finger off.
Now, if I had my gauntlets,
you could probably you could take out a goose so easy with those. Like you just flick it, and
I don't know if it'd be so easy because now they're a little slower, right?
Like, yeah, like a little
quite as fast.
But you just like put your hand in there and then knock it around.
Yeah, but you can just kind of go ham on it.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to like. Just imagine it. Like, one of those stereotypical things where, like, if someone's fighting someone and they just take their finger and flick them, like, is what
yeah,
I imagine in my head.
I don't think it, I mean,
not like
gotta,
exactly.
You still
got
to generate a lot of kinetic energy to.
All right. The next animal I'm going to ask you about is going to be
a man.
A raccoon.
Okay.
How would you handle a raccoon?
Raccoon?
I'm trying to think of an animal that's kind of like scrappy. So like a raccoon or a coyote, and I don't know which one.
I mean, I'm gonna get kind of dull here because all the ones you're giving me make me think the same thing. I don't want to get my hands near it.
Okay.
You know, because it's gonna scratch your fingers up real bad.
But like raccoons are tricky.
Yeah. Like and they scratchy.
What if it
scratchy
was a raccoon
and little fuckers.
That was in the trash can and you didn't know it was in there and you opened it and he's like, "Wah!"
Close the trash can.
Yeah, but it's too late.
Close
you,
it aggressively.
What you did is you flipped the trash can lid up in the back like.
Oh,
you
so
do.
You never do that. Then maybe a raccoon had it in there.
A raccoon. Well, so if you don't call raccoons raccoons, then you're probably doing something wrong. Kendrick would just close the door on the raccoon.
Close the lid and shake it around and then in the confusion.
Amy, what would you do?
Wait, is this an aggressive? Is this an aggressive raccoon that
yeah.
shits in your shoes or something?
This raccoon that does shit in your shoes, but he doesn't. Yes, he shits in your shoes. Okay, Amy, what would you do?
Do raccoons have scruffs?
I mean, I assume most animals have some type of scruff you can grab.
Well, that one feels like it would be especially scruffy, so you could just pick it up and then put it back into the trash can and then close it.
They
just like
they are made of needle sharp claws, though. You've got to be careful.
They are made of them. Okay. I don't know what I wouldn't punch a raccoon. I'm too scared of their like sharp things.
They're just angry, sharp.
I might go with the Kendrick tactic of closing the trash can again, or like. Just like if it's like jumping out at me, like try to get away from the trash can, and then like fill it up with boiling water.
Wow. Okay. Wait. That's a weapon, though.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Damn. Just regular water? It's regular water, not a weapon.
I think for the raccoon, I'd probably go for more kicks, but less of the stomping.
In the trash
variety.
Can?
I mean, not if he's in the trash can, he's not really threatening me.
Well, he might. I guess he's surprising you.
He's got to get out of the trash can.
He's like. You're, like, putting trash in the trash can, and he's like, "Ow!"
And if he does that, then I guess I'd have to punch him, because I ain't got no options. My feet are on the ground.
My feet are on the
ground.
I can't kick through a trash can.
I can't kick through a trash can on the first try. So, yeah, I think that my hands are tied.
Your hands are literally tied. All right.
Wait, if your hands are tied, this raccoon is a real crafty bugger.
Dude, they're supposed to be crafty.
Yeah, but he's all tied right. me up.
The next one that I want to go into is another style of bird, but it's a tall bird. It's a flamingo. How would you fight a flamingo?
Can't you just shove them over?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that down? I just know, I know nothing about animals.
That's fair. Gorilla.
So you just shove it, you just shove it over?
I mean, I'm assuming you can do that.
Amy, verification?
Yeah, I would concur.
That you could just shove a flamingo over?
Yeah.
What if this was a flamingo that, like, was just vicious and shits in your shoes?
I think you could still shove it over.
Are you okay?
No, I was surprised. It's like, damn, she comes in early.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I'm just thinking of an taller animal that Kendrick can't kick as easily.
Kick his legs.
Shut up with the kick.
Sweet
leg. All right, fine, fuck it. How about if...
A horse?
Much... What is the thing? In the new Ninja Sex Party album, it's like battle pandas. What if you had to fight a panda? Like...
Ooh, panda's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, so, like, a panda, if it was attacking you, is it still as docile as it,
I mean,
like...
No, when they go at it, they go at it, right?
Okay,
like,
okay.
If you really piss one off, you really make you mad, it's really going to kill you. You're fucked. You're just fucked. I mean, they're big. They're big. They're strong.
Okay, so there's no way to fight a panda.
I mean...
Do you go for its eyes?
Shoot the legs, go for the... I don't know, man. Eyes are probably your...
Were you going to, like, suplex it?
I mean, here's the context. It's like when you're fighting any of the large like, bears or any of those things. Don't is, like, the main advice from everybody.
Okay.
And then once you get past don't, it's kind of, like, mitigating how badly you're going to get fucked up.
Okay, so our general sit-sock advice is don't fight a bear. Don't find yourself in any situation in life where you might have to fight a bear.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, if at all possible. So avoid fighting bears. But if you do find yourself fighting a bear, all animals have weak spots in the face. The eyes are natural weaknesses, right?
Kick him in his balls, mate.
That may elicit a response.
Amy?
That's a hard target.
Would you fight a bear? Just like a hard target. It's a Jean-Paul Van Damme movie?
Yeah, it's balls.
Amy,
bear balls.
What are you doing to fight a bear? Are you going to follow Sitsock's advice, or are you going to fight it?
I think I'd try to piggyback on it.
Oh, like, put it to sleep? Like, give it a good sleeper hold?
I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if they're crowded.
Every animal has an aorta.
Sleeper hold. I would just try and hold on to it until it got tired and bored.
I don't know. That's interesting. Sounds like a rodeo, bold, like a bear rodeo.
Gotten, let's see how it pans out.
This is a new Olympic sport invented by Sitsock, a bear rodeo. If you don't die, you've technically won.
No winners yet.
Anytime we think about fighting a bear, I think of the pit at Harrenhal in Game of Thrones, where they try to make Jaime fight a bear. Mm-hmm. Spoilers, I guess.
Spoilers from season 2 or 3?
I don't know. Spoilers from years and years and years ago. All right. What time is it?
I'm just trying to think about, I mean, because you're not going to be able to outstrength a bear.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to be able to hurt its limbs at all. They've got meaty-ass limbs. I mean, they're tough motherfuckers. So I think it's blinding it.
That's where they're so good to eat.
Yeah, hitting the eyes and face, which is really dangerous because that's where the teeth are.
All right.
So
ooh.
It's like a gamble.
I have a good one.
Plus, a blinded bear will probably still fuck you up.
Yeah, it probably would. Because then it's just going to go all out.
Can I have a spear?
No, you don't have shit.
Please?
This is the premise.
Damn it.
How about an octopus? Or like, let's say, I'm trying to think of
octopus.
Like a threatening thing. Like, you're
are
in
we
the,
in the water,
yes,
or are we on the land?
You're in the water. You're in land. Kick it. Damn it. No, you're in the water.
Oh, dude. If you're in the water fighting an octopus, you...
This isn't like a giant octopus. I'm trying to think of one that's
like a little guy.
No, I don't... It's like... It's an octopus about half the size of your body.
You're fucked.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think so?
Kill you dead.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Octopi are creepy, dude. They're powerful little fuckers.
But just to clarify, you said they'll kill you dead because it's creepy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Kill you dead because they have a lot of strength for their size, and the
but they're
water
made
is,
of water.
Their water is their habitat, man. They'll fuck you up. They'll
what would you
up,
do? You wouldn't even try to fight it?
Well, I mean, you're gonna drown.
Yeah, let's say that you can breathe underwater for some reason.
Okay.
You're not Aquaman, but you got like an orange shirt on.
No, I have a blue shirt.
No, not right now. When you're fighting this octopus.
Okay. I mean, here's the problem. All the ways that humans can generate any amount of force require pushing off of the ground. So So underwater, you're at a distinct disadvantage on account of the fact that unless you're standing on the bottom of the ocean, you can't actually generate any meaningful amount of energy.
Imagine it would be a lot of ripping and tearing, as opposed to punching and kicking.
And I don't know if you've ever eaten octopus. It's not exactly easy to tear.
My least favorite seafood, because it tastes like you're eating rubber.
And I suppose you could get at it and try to bite the face, avoiding the beak.
Yeah.
But Jesus, that's a bold move.
Amy,
there.
What are you thinking for octopus?
Smush the head.
Smush the head. Play it like an accordion.
But they can smush. That's the thing. Yeah. An octopus that big could fit through a hole, what is it, an inch or two in diameter?
Yeah.
Because they don't have no bones?
But I'm not going to have any luck with the arms, so if I smush the head, maybe I'll go, ow, and you then, could, like, leave.
What if I tried tying the tentacles
together?
I was
just thinking that. Like, since it's so malleable, just, like, tie it in a knot or, like, squish it into a ball and, like, hold it in a ball or something.
Yeah, tie it in a knot and then choke it out.
Use its own weapons against it. Okay, so I had two more. Okay.
Ooh, one. They don't have... Do they have gills? How do they breathe?
I don't know, actually.
They don't breathe. They are water. They're basically a sack for water outside of water.
I think it goes something around the beak hole, so you could probably just tie that up.
They don't breathe, though.
You need to get oxygen. Every living creature needs to get oxygen from something.
It's not true. What about snakes?
Sorry, every...
Not for oxygen.
No, every...
No, you're right. I'm just fucking with you.
Every animal.
Most things need oxygen. What would you do if you had to fight a 23-foot anaconda?
23-foot anaconda?
No. 15 feet.
Could you explain to me the distinction and why you picked that one?
Because it needs to be big enough to threaten you, but it doesn't need to be so big that it's the anaconda from Anaconda.
Okay. They're fast. They're very fast.
Constrictor snakes, yeah, they can be. They're not as fast as, like, strikey snakes.
Yeah, but it needs to wrap around you, right?
Usually, yes.
So you need to avoid getting wrapped around.
Yes.
So you need to slip it.
Slip the snake and walk away.
Get past it.
Uh-huh.
Step on its head.
What if its head is as big as your, like, boot?
Step really hard.
Okay, so Kendrick is slip the snake and step on the head.
Well, stand on the neck, right? That's how you, because that's how with snakes you grab them by the head.
What if it was like?
But if it's a striking snake, then that's gonna be hard because then it's gonna go.
Anacondas are constrictors. So that's why
constrictor, you gotta slip it. And then step on the neck, because then it can't constrict you.
Yeah.
Because you're standing on its neck.
You could cut its head off slowly.
And then just start punching it repeatedly with your...
Whoa, Kendrick's got a snake strategy figured out. All right, Amy, what do you think for snakes?
Snakes are only dangerous on one end.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the snakes don't scare me as much.
They're just kind of weird on the other end.
Once you get past the one end, you're good. They're basically...
What about a two-headed snake?
Okay, now that's unstoppable.
You're done. We're done.
It's unkillable. It's unkillable.
No matter what end you try to wrap up, the other it's always got
you. Go bite you.
Amy, what do you got for snakes?
I think that's the only technique that would work.
You don't just try to, like, once you've, like, gotten inside its mouth and somehow survived the constriction, to, like, just flex real hard?
That's not how snakes.
No.
Are you sure?
What I'm thinking is it starts to wrap around you, right? What you could do is maybe get it, like, grab its neck, holding the face away from you, which is going to be maybe a two-hand operation there, and then you wrap your legs around it like you're climbing a rope.
So you try to counter-constrict it.
Exactly. Straighten it out so it can't constrict you. And then try and choke it out.
Whoa. I think that's like the ham strategy. So that's the strategy that if you do it, you have a story to tell. And that story is that you out-constricted a snake, a creature literally built to kill you by constricting. No one would fuck with you ever again.
Let's level set a little bit there. The people watching will have a story about a guy who tried to do that.
That's what I mean. You either die doing it, or you live long enough to become the hero.
Okay, well, on that note...
No, wait, I have one more.
Okay.
This one is gonna be the hardest one for Amy. Okay. How would you deal with engaging in combat with one of the most fearsome creatures on the planet, a great white shark?
Bap him on the nose.
Isn't that the textbook things?
You bap them. You just
punch
them
in the nose.
And then you turn them upside down.
And you turn them upside down and it breaks their brain.
Really?
Yeah, and then they're like, what am I doing?
Not all sharks, but many species of shark have a sensitivity right in the middle of their snout.
I knew that.
If you punch them right there, it shocks them.
And they have to come at you, so it's like they're playing like Ultimate Chicken. Because if you punch them, you're good. If you don't punch them, you're probably going to die.
Well, and the other thing was, if you turn them upside down.
How do you do that? You just flip them?
You got well, water. They're in the water. You got to grab them and turn them. But the problem
is a land shark, man.
If you grab, whoa. Here's the thing, though, is if it's big enough and you pull, right, it's just going to turn you. Because that's how physics works. So you have to have something to push against, like a boat or the ocean floor. And the sharks aren't usually hanging out that close to the ocean floor. In case you can't flip them.
That's why they do it.
Yeah. But if you flip them over, it does something with their brains. They have a direction sensing, I think, in their brain. Like a physical compass thing. I think they have one of those, don't they? Like,
I don't know. You're the ones that are
and I think experts. it fucks with it. So they're just like, I don't know what up is anymore.
I'm just going to sit here.
Okay.
Well.
And it's one of those things like we never planned for it. You know, kind of like getting hit right in the back of your head makes you go blind sometimes. You're like, what a design flaw. I was like, yeah, it didn't really come up much.
So, our bad.
Yeah.
There's a little port on the Death Star. Well, that was Sitsock's Guide to Fighting Animals.
That escalated quickly, actually.
Well,
we started with
you guys kept just
dog.
Stepping and kicking on everything.
We started with a dog, worked our way to flamingos and anacondas, and ended with great white sharks. Hmm. You were watching a bunch of horror movies lately.
No, I just this is anaconda off the cuff. This is how creative I can be sometimes. The Meg is what really made me think about it because I was like, how do I talk about sharks? How do I talk about more sharks on the podcast?
Fine.
I would go see that movie if you
I still think want that, I want to... I have no interest in watching it, but I still feel like from the ads, it should have just been called Bigger Jaws.
There's a whole genre of movies called Jawsploitation movies.
Right, but didn't they do that in Family Guy? They had Bigger Jaws?
I don't remember.
It was like Peter's sequel movie he came up with, and they did it now. It's just called The Meg.
This movie's better than Jaws because it's more like Deep Blue Sea than it is like Jaws.
So you mean it's almost like a Bigger Jaws?
No, it's a Mega Jaws. Megalajaws.
We gotta actually end all right. this at one point.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Don't fight animals unless they're attacking you.
Never fight animals.
I mean, it's okay, but
you should kill them in one shot.
No.